Castology.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Castology, the podcast where we tell you all about the podcast that you should be listening to right now. I am one of your castologists, Zane C. Webber. With me today are
Liz Bess
and
Pat Shearer,
my fellow castologists. How are we all?
Yeah.
I'm actually pretty good this week. I've had a couple of crappy weeks, and this week I just woke up feeling each morning like I can do this.
That's a pleasant feeling.
I can adult today. Tomorrow I'm probably going to have a massive bill turn up in my mailbox, but today I can adult.
Is it like a car bill or a...
Oh, I don't know. Oh. It's just one of those mystery, you know, when you think you've got shit sorted and then a bill for something that you forgot about or hasn't...
I've got savings.
Yeah.
What happens
now?
No
one's allowed to have savings. Every time you get ahead, there's like some kind of universal cosmic law that means that somehow you have to then be bled dry, monetarily speaking.
Yeah, I've never had savings, never consistently.
Therefore, you shall never be bled dry because you are always dry.
It's often been said about Patrick that he's too dry.
It's true. That's why we have dead air right now.
That's a big complaint of everyone that I've ever met.
If you're joining us for the first time, what we do here is we recommend three podcasts, one podcast each that you should be listening to and that we will listen to and review next week. Then in the second half, we review the podcast that we recommended last week. So... who has a podcast for me today?
To recommend?
Yes.
All three of us probably.
We all do.
Who would like to go first?
Well, I think I will.
Okay.
I think I know the podcast I'm supposed to be recommending.
See, I just brought it
because we normally run through it beforehand and I've forgotten. But
I know, Liz. Do you want me to tell you?
I'm pretty sure. Well, you've got the list in front of you, have you?
Yeah, I do.
Am I recommending that TV show podcast that I mentioned?
Yeah, you are.
Okay, cool. So there's a long history to this one in the fact that pretty much, I think probably about 4 weeks after we started doing this podcast, I said, okay, guys, I'm going to recommend the Good Place podcast at some point. You have to have watched to the end of season one in order to be able to listen to this podcast.
It's a big call.
Well, yes, because as I found out when I first started listening to it, normally they kind of go episode by episode and dissect each episode. But at the end, like in the middle of the very first episode, they talk about the end of season one. And I was like, why would you ruin it? So I set Patrick that task and he was very much God, do I have to?
Ugh. TV.
Why? I didn't like it in the beginning.
He didn't like it in the beginning. But as I say to everybody, watch till the end of season one. And if you still hate it, you will never like it. And if you think it's rad, then you'll continue. So, the Good Place podcast. It's hosted by Mark Evan Jackson, who has also featured on the Thrilling Adventure Hour that Zane recommended way back in episode one. He plays Sean, who's one of the guys who I can't really spoil who he plays.
It.
He plays a character called Sean.
Who's
very Mark Evan Jackson, except like... No, Mark Evan Jackson does like his deadpan acting. So he is very Mark Evan Jackson.
I think he has been typecast that way just because of his voice.
He's so good at deadpan though. Yeah. Like he's so good at delivering the funniest lines with no expression on his face. So The Good Place podcast, The Good Place is a TV show that kind of mixes fart jokes with philosophy. And that's kind of my bag. Pretty much anything that can say eat my farts and then talk about moral particularism in the same sentence, I'm down with. The Good Place podcast kind of discusses the episodes, what went into making them. Sometimes they'll have writers on as guests. Sometimes they'll have the actors on as guests. They just kind of have a chat about each episode, all the funny things that happened behind the scenes, what was improvised, what wasn't, what, you know, and then sometimes they delve a little bit deeper into the actual philosophical ramifications of said episode. So I would suggest starting at episode one.
Especially if you haven't watched The Good Place.
Especially if you haven't watched The Good Place. I would recommend watching The Good Place before you listen to this podcast, like at least till the end of season one. Otherwise, just pretty much go through if you've watched all of it and pick literally any episode because they just dissect a particular episode and go back and
Is Ted dancing on?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Now, this is our first watch-along podcast,
It is, and something that's very exciting. I've held off this long because I believe that today is the 23rd of September by the time this airs.
Yes.
The 27th of September is the air date of the final ever season of The Good Place. So I wanted to time it so that you could either, you know, have a week to stroll down memory lane by listening to a few episodes of this podcast, or watch along and try and binge as much as you can in a week.
Yeah, it's less very, than a week. It's doable.
It's very, yeah, it's a
very, I did it.
You did it. You did it. I've got a medal for you somewhere.
Proud of you, buddy.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
So, the Good Place podcast.
Love it.
Yay.
Good Place podcast. I mean, I was a fan of the show before I even knew that the podcast existed.
Uh-huh. Are we reviewing? Are you like about to jump into? Okay.
I'm interested though.
Uh-huh.
If anyone is out there who isn't a fan of The Good Place, haven't watched it at all, I kind of want to know what they would think about it.
Well, I guess it would kind of be like listening to Inside Star Wars, having not seen Star Wars.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
They kind of, well, I guess they do more than just episode recaps. Like it's talking a lot about how writer's room works and, you know, how comedy TV shows get made, really. Yeah.
All right. Patrick.
Yes.
What are you recommending this week?
This week I'm recommending to you both and to anyone who listens along, The Infinite Monkey Cage, which is a podcast hosted by Brian Cox and Robin Ince. I never really...
Is it?
You not know?
Does he say his name on the podcast? Probably.
I don't think so. Not from what I heard. But I listened to it very fast, so maybe I missed that part.
Infinite Monkey Cage, what is it about?
It's Brian Cox. Do you know who Brian Cox is?
I do.
He's like the British version of Neil deGrasse Tyson. He's probably their foremost science communicator. And the other guy's a comedian. So it's that classic little combination, Chuck Nice, Neil deGrasse, except this one is Robin's a bit less insufferable, which is nice. So, basically this one is done in front of a live audience and with a panel of people. Liz, what happened there?
My mic just fell into my face.
That's okay. It's okay. I'll continue like nothing happened.
It's very scary. Yeah, just as long as you don't draw attention to it, it should be fine.
Okay, good. Shh. I'll take the attention away. Live podcast. In front of an audience of people with a panel. They'll get a panel of experts on and then often another comedian on to bounce off. So there'll be like a sort of theme. So recently there was an astronaut special where they had a whole bunch of astronauts on. There were no astronauts / comedians, so it was just all astronauts. And then other things like you might pose a question, like how do you measure the universe or how far away are we from building bionic humans? And then you'll get people who might have some sort of expertise in that particular field to talk and expound upon it and then the comedians to riff off them.
So you say it's live. Is it live for podcast or is it live?
Live
like,
show.
Is it it's like BBC, a live TV it's show BBC, that's then podcast?
Radio 4. So,
radio, okay. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm sure you would be able to find live recordings and episodes of it, but that's not really its main focus.
Yeah, no, I was just wondering whether it was for radio or for TV and then podcasted.
Mm.
No, it's for radio.
Cool. I don't mind that kind of, you know, let's talk science or the world's issues, but be funny about it.
Well, it's a good way to get that sort of information to people who otherwise might not be interested in it.
True, because you know, what's very scientific? Farts.
Farts are very scientific.
Farts.
Just for Liz. Okay, well, I too am recommending a science-ish podcast. So this one is one that I've been listening to for literal years. It's called The Futility Closet.
Uh-huh.
So it started out as an online blog about just weird things, like weird artifacts, weird stories, mysteries, like history things, science things, lateral thinking things, or yeah, just odds and ends. It started as a blog, and it still is a blog. Started out by Greg Ross, and then Greg and his wife Sandra Ross have turned it into a podcast, and it's just a weekly exploration of one of these things, then another little thing, and then they do a lateral thinking puzzle at the end, and they alternate who is trying to guess and who is trying to, who is telling the stories.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it's really kind of charming, low stakes, little tidbits of interestingness. They run about 30 minutes. And yeah, there's stuff in here from like sports things to ancient boat things. And yeah.
Just lots of things. Just and
lots of weird stuff.
Juicy little tidbits.
Yep.
Tidbits.
Yes.
I would die on this
hill. I said fart, so he gets to say tidbits. So yeah, that's pretty much it. It's just weird little things that they tell you about.
Cool, mm-hmm. Weird facts and shit.
Yeah.
And then a puzzle.
Yes. Sometimes more than one puzzle because Sandra's very good at getting them and so sometimes they have a backup just in case.
Right.
It goes really quickly.
I'm usually pretty good at
those.
It's
like the end of the day at primary school. You get a little bit of free time at the end maybe if you were good, if you behaved during the lesson.
But no, they've organized a second lesson. Second lesson in case it goes too quickly.
Yeah, so that's it. I have recommended specific episodes for you both.
Ooh.
Have you?
Ooh.
I have. For Liz, The Astor Place Riot. And for Pat,
like,
The Astor Place Riot.
I was like, that's not what I listen to.
And for Liz, The Murder of Lord William Russell.
Murder.
You mean we'll listen to.
Because you love murder.
No, I'm always ahead on my homework, Patrick.
Are you?
All right, so that's that. So go listen to those. We'll get reviewing them next week, shall mm-hmm. we?
Get to the reviewing of the ones we recommended last week.
Well, look who suddenly wants to host the episode. Just for that, we'll start with your podcast last week, Patrick.
Oh, so we'll do a little recap. I recommended the Aubrey Marcus podcast, which is formerly the Warrior Poet podcast. Aubrey Marcus is the CEO and co-founder of Onnit, mm-hmm. which he co-founded with Joe Rogan, which is a human optimization company that sells supplements, sporting fitness equipment, that kind of thing. Yeah, most of his episodes are interview format with other people in the field of human optimization or just other people who happen to be interested in what they're doing at Onnit, you know, other celebrities that might want to come in. So I think I mentioned last time Adam Savage went on there and I thought that might be a good recommendation for either of you who are probably largely unfamiliar with a lot of the people that run in these circles. And then I think on the show notes as well I added Michael Pollan.
Yes.
Yeah, who just recently wrote a book called How to Change Your Mind, which is about the field of psychedelics. And the thing that's very significant about him writing that book is he is a very serious writer who has been taken seriously for many years and isn't easily going to be laughed out as some of the other sort of psychedelic scientific people have been in the past. Anyway, what did you guys listen to?
I didn't listen to either of those.
Yeah, that's fine.
I listened to a lot of them though. I personally identify as a transhumanist and so mm-hmm. this human optimization is just a wanky way of saying, let's see what we can do with the human body.
Mm-hmm.
I really like it. I will, my one criticism, I have definitely subscribed to this. My one criticism is that Aubrey Marcus is not interested in questioning his guests. He just kind of lets them run wild, which is fine because you get a very good idea of what they believe and what they're saying, but he doesn't try to tie it back to reality. In many different...
He does a lot of, oh, that's fascinating stuff. But it just so happens that he had really interesting guests, the ones that I listened to.
Fascinating people.
I did not listen to any of the ones that you recommended either because I saw Human Connection through media with Tim Staples and got quite excited because I work in a media sphere and I kind of... They were talking all about how there used to be like there's a formula to get people to like share things online or to watch them and they have to have, what was it? It was everything's connected to emotions now. So it was like happiness, empathy, awe, curiosity and surprise. So if you can get like a 10-second ad that hits two or three of those, like you know, military dads coming home from service and the kid sees them. So that's like happiness, awe, and surprise all in one. That's the type of stuff people share. So it was so interesting listening to Tim Staples talking all about how, like, what kind of content. And as a content producer, I was like writing this down.
How am I going to trick these motherfuckers today?
Well, I don't even think it's tricking. I just think it's understanding your audience in a way that is beneficial to your business, really.
It is understanding the human animal and the buttons that you can press to get the correct reactions.
The Slytherin over here likes it. So I found that really interesting. What I didn't like is that there were ads that they had no delineation of when the interview had stopped and the ad started. So he actually at one point started talking, and I didn't realize until three quarters of the way through the sentence that he was just talking about his supplements and it wasn't still of the same. It was mean. But yeah, the episodes that I listened to a little bit of Adam Savage as well. But yeah, the first episode, the one with Tim Staples, I can highly recommend to anybody in content producing. It was fascinating.
I also listened to that one. It's very, very good.
Yeah.
And it is something like, yes, I should be taking notes here, but I am currently working, so I cannot take notes here.
I have the notes. I can share them with you.
Yeah, like, I really like this. Like I said, I have subscribed to it as this. You have to kind of be a little bit vigilant because the scientific process is not particularly strong in the podcast. So if that's something that's important to you, you have to kind of stick to it yourself. Yeah. You can't trust Aubrey Marcus to tie people to reality.
No, and you can't necessarily trust all of his guests, I would imagine. These a lot of this sort of leans pretty close to the woo-woo realm, and so
I
there's
will
just potential for a little bit of unscientific.
The one that really got me more than anyone else was You Are Supernatural with Dr. Joe Dispenza. They were talking a lot about experiments and statistics, and none of it was peer-reviewed or tied to actual experimentation. It was like, well, we had 15 people come in, and just listening to the lecture, like four people who were suffering were cured just by... I'm like, okay, all right.
Yeah.
I went to church and was speaking in tongues, and, you know, now I can
just
walk
why
again.
I would recommend the Michael
but,
Pollan
like, that's
one.
The thing. I think a lot of what he says kind of stems from a valid point, but then it kind of got, and Aubrey didn't pull him back at all.
Yeah.
And that was my one tiny little beef. Like, I'm capable of doing that for myself. So, but yeah, I think this is really, really
don't
interesting.
Don't listen
podcast.
To the Paul Selig ones then.
Okay.
Who's Paul Selig?
A channeler.
Oh dear. Woo.
Yeah. But I would highly recommend it for anyone who is interested in the kind of the extremes of what human means, I think, is what Aubrey Marcus is interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Yeah. I rated it.
Let's go on to my
podcast
from last week, which was The Bitchery of History. It's a podcast where two people pick a female figure from history and basically profile them for their co-host, talking about all the women who may or may not have got their due from traditional history stories. And presenting them, yeah, kind of shedding light on those forgotten figures.
I really liked this one.
This is a Liz podcast.
I'm always a big fan of the I'm going to retell you a story of a thing that I found that's really cool, because that's pretty much what I do when I'm sitting having drinks with friends. And it becomes the Liz show and everyone else wants to leave. But I listened to an episode about a queen called Christina, just Christina. And she was crowned at like age 5 and was like, okay, well, by 19, she's like, okay, well, I've had jack of this. I think it was like 19 or 29 and she like abdicated, and she spent the entire rest of her life trying to get a crown somewhere else in the world. But she was like, everyone was like, yeah, this queen's in charge and it's a woman in charge. And she kept saying things like, oh, I think a man should be in charge maybe. But she was dressing like a man. She was just the most bizarre, fun character that I had never heard of. And I just felt so sorry for her. She's like, you know, got royalty too young and then was just like, can I have it back. I was young and dumb.
Don't listen to a 19-year-old.
There were so many far out weird ways she tried to get crowns in other like countries, cities, principalities. Like, she was a friggin' legend. So this type of chatty, I'm going to present it and you can react podcast, I really like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Patrick?
This one wasn't not too particularly
It's not a Patrick podcast. Fancy. It's a Liz podcast.
Neither of the hosts were particularly Patrick-centric.
No. Look, I've listened to podcasts like this before and enjoyed them where it's one person telling the other person information. But I don't know, this one, their banter just wasn't quite there for me. It's like one person reading a Wikipedia article and the other person just going, "Yas, queen." That's the impression that
yes,
I got.
Yes, I love that.
And I was like, okay, well, you've got to make it a bit more interesting if basically all you're doing is just reciting information that someone else researched.
They researched
Dear
it too.
Dear Patrick.
Yes.
Have you listened to any of the podcasts that you've recommended?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Just making sure.
There's a lot of just recitation of information.
Yeah. But there's also a personality that I enjoy more.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Or an absence of personality in the case of
Sam Harris, for example, maybe. But they're always direct interviews with people who are experts in the field.
Yeah, so he's like the frame.
Wait, what do you mean? I don't think that I've recommended a podcast where it's two people and one of them.
No,
it was the
people.
Recitation thing.
Yeah, the recitation thing of a script. Because they do research. It's not straight from Wikipedia, but they definitely do have a script that they're reading through.
I feel like if there are two people, Pat expects them to bring the funny, and if they don't bring the funny, then you're out.
If they don't bring the funny, they're fucked.
At least one of these people has to be a comedian.
Yeah, look, I found them quite funny, but like in a yes queen kind of way. So.
Yeah, it was a little annoying for me. And then there was, because I listened to the one, the journalist in the Suffragette, which was with Ida B. Wells and Anna Howard Shaw. And the male host, actually, that's what else annoyed me. He had that sort of Californian inflection, like there was a question at the end of everything. And
like Australians
like,
do?
Yeah, like
almost
Australians
all the
do
time.
Sometimes, yeah. Which we get sort of...
I get lambasted for it whenever I'm doing my one-on-one acting training.
And I never thought I'd find it. In someone where I found it particularly annoying who wasn't Australian. But yeah, this guy had it, which bothered me a little.
Maybe it bothered you because you do it yourself and
well,
it really,
thing,
you bother
it?
Yourself.
Yeah, it's easier to spot the splinter in your brother's eye than the log in your own.
What did you do that you got a log in your eye and you're unaware of it?
Exactly.
All right, well, let's head on over to Liz's
podcast.
But
then he said something about
he was having
a go at the courts for not illegalizing, not making, they still haven't made lynching illegal.
What?
And I'm like, why do you need to make lynching illegal? That's murder and kidnapping. Like, it was like, and I can't believe that they haven't made this illegal yet. I was like, yeah, they don't need to. It's like, you don't need a law against shooting someone
but
between
the two
eyes.
But it could be a third charge to add an extra layer.
Well, it would be a hate crime
forever.
It would be a murder. It would be kidnapping. Yeah, I think there's enough.
It's never enough for someone who does a lynching. I'm sorry. Add all of it together and keep them in jail forever.
We should form a mob and lynch whoever wants to lynch anyone.
Yes, a lynch mob.
One of my favorite retorts that my friend gave to someone online was the trailer for that TV show where Hitler wakes up and he doesn't remember that he's Hitler and then he tries to become a stand-up comedian. It was this dark comedy set in, like, I don't know, one of the Scandinavian countries. And then one of the comments was like, Hitler will not ever be funny and no one should make any jokes about it. And then my friend wrote, we should round up all the people who think Hitler's funny and then put them on trains and send them away.
Or... we just introduce all those people to Mel Brooks.
Yeah, I mean. I think so.
Either way. Okay, well, that's the bit tree of history. Let's head over to Six Cold Feet.
Yes. Which is Liz's recommendation. Feet was my recommendation. It is an anthological podcast in the fact that each season is about a different thing. Season one is the only one out at the moment, so it's based on the found tapes device where you've found the audio tapes of a particular event and the event unravels as you listen to the tapes. And it follows the story of River, who is looking for his sister. What did we think? Oh, also, disclaimer once more, I've been cast in the second season.
Okay.
Oh, so yeah, that's right.
Just making sure that, like, nobody thinks that I'm, like, I don't know. You know, you've got to put that stuff up.
Yeah, no, yeah. Absolutely.
But it was on my list before I was cast.
Correct. I can vouch for that.
Yes.
I really liked it.
And Brisbane-based.
Yes, I really liked it. It was very well written and performed. My only critique is that some of the justification for why things were recorded and why certain things were captured got a little tenuous.
I think you've had this problem with other podcasts where yeah. you're like the device is a little bit.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like the reason I haven't done any audio drama yet is it's so hard to justify why you're not only have these recordings but why you're publishing these recordings. And I think the premise of this podcast is really good.
Yeah. The premise is the fact that River's recording his search because his sister and he were in a famous band. So he's recording his search and publishing it online so that other people can try and find her.
Yeah, absolutely. So that kind of conceit is really interesting. And I think that takes care of that. But then you have to take care of like, how do you justify that the things that you have a recording of, you have a recording of. Like there's some conversations that really wouldn't happen.
Yes.
Or wouldn't be recorded. Like you would just turn the recording off if you're talking to a random person on the street rather than just continue recording while you're monologuing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But other than the device, you
like it? I really like it. I'm looking forward to the second season. Yeah.
Yay.
Starring Liz Best.
Not starring.
Starring, featuring?
Featuring. I've got three roles, one of which the story is very pivoting around my character, but my character is in it for one episode. But there's a lot of ramifications of what happens to my character. Dun, dun, intrigue. Dun. And then they just got me to play two other characters, so I had to think of two other voices on the spot and was like,
That's crazy.
It was great fun.
Oi, I'm an Irishman.
Is that what
Hello.
You
did? No, I did not. I just slightly changed the timbre of my voice, so one of my characters was very much down like this. And then the other one was a little bit higher and hesitant. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I really like that someone in Brisbane is doing something like this.
Right.
I think this is a great idea. But I didn't particularly enjoy the podcast. I didn't think it was particularly well performed or written. But I mean, power to them and to you for doing it.
It makes me laugh because some of the actors were like some of Brisbane's like top QTC style actors. So yeah.
There is a definite art to performing a piece like this where it's not like a radio play. It's
no.
like because you have to perform it in a realistic fashion as if you're not being recorded, but you also have to be aware that you're being recorded and usually not in the same room as everyone else.
Yeah.
So
I wonder how. So you haven't been to any recording sessions? I mean, sorry, no, you have, but was it all in the same?
We're all in the same room. We had two microphones set up opposite each other and two scripts. So when two people were having a conversation, because this one's a lot more conversational, season two, like there's a lot more people in the room and stuff like that. So if there were three people in the scene, you'd have two people on one mic, one person on the other. So we were actually like acting it and performing it to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think I benefited from that a lot. I don't know how hard it would have been for Tom, who was the Tom Yaxley is the actor who does the solo recordings. Whereas we actually like, because there's full on conversations, you know, we were performing it to each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that what they say about The Road to El Dorado? That was one of the first times that they had the both actors in the recording booth together.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's why they have some of the best chemistry. I heard that from Pat Aitken, and I tend not to doubt his words.
He's a very wise man.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to make you listen to season two and tell me what you think of that.
Yeah, I'll listen to season two, obviously.
Obviously. Not that it's nepotism or anything.
All right. Well, that's all three.
Cool.
So we'll just go over the ones that we've recommended this week. I recommended Futility Closet, which is a little bite-sized fun fact podcast.
Mm-hmm. I recommended The Good Place podcast because it's premiering on TV next week for the final season.
And I recommended The Infinite Monkey Cage, which is hosted by Brian Cox and Stephen Ince.
Ince, like Ince Spider.
One letter away from incel.
Nope.
Fortunate for him.
Boo, don't put that letter
okay,
there.
Okay, so what we're going to do is if you want to find us, we are on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you have a podcast that you are a fan of or a podcast that you produce that you think we might enjoy, you can find us online at thatsnotcanon.com/castology, where there's a form that you can fill out, or you can just reach out on social media.
Yeah, I'll probably chat to you.
I will say we've had a couple fan submissions since we last recorded, so that's fun.
Ooh.
Yeah, people who aren't affiliated with the podcast who just said, I love this podcast, please have a listen.
I like that.
I do like that too.
That's basically what we do every time.
Yeah, we're fan submissions.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, please do our work
but
for
like,
us.
Fans of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was very excited that one of the listener submission podcasts posted that they were very excited to hear their name spoken in Australian and that it was everything they'd ever dreamed of. I think it was that was Jordan from You're Gonna Die Alone. So
yes,
Jordan,
I remember that from
howdy.
The group chat. Hello, Jordan.
Did you just put howdy's a very American
g'day
greeting?
Yeah, but go. I feel like we've adopted howdy quite
yeah,
a bit.
Yeah, with like
I
an okatwang.
How are you going?
How
I
you
say
gone?
It quite a bit.
Oof, okay. I hate
rate,
all of
review,
that.
Rate, review, subscribe. Rate, review, subscribe, please.
Yes. Rate, review, subscribe.
It means a lot to us.
And to the podcast that we review.
Correct.
So that's who we do it for.
It's all for you.
I've been Zane C. Weber here with
Liz Best.
And
Patrick Shearer.
And we'll be here next time, everyone. Keep listening to podcasts, please.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Morgan Phillips and I'm a human.
And I'm Isabella Vallette and I'm also a human. But I was raised by fairies. And now I'm taking my human friend Morgan in to meet all of the mythological creatures that I know.
Every Sunday we meet a new mythological creature and interview them about their life in a modern day context.
Such as
the Night King from Game of Thrones.
Funicula, the friendly vampire brother of Dracula.
We've met the Loch Ness Monster.
Santa.
The Volpertinger.
The Devil.
And a mermaid.
And many more.
We release all our interviews as a podcast called Off of the Fairies, where we interview a new mythological creature every week living in a modern day world.
Come join us.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.